You are now listening to the 1v1 podcast.
Just like that, we out here live, ready to go.
We're live, people, we're live. Running out of ideas. Our podcast is reaching its season one finale.
Oh, we already on season two. Oh, yes, sir.
Are we really?
Season two, yes, sir.
I say once we reach episode 50, we'll be season two.
Why episode 50?
Because it's already at the halfway point towards 100.
I don't like that. That's a lot to get to season two. Shit, I don't think TV shows have that much episodes in like a season. This man, even while he's sick, still try to do that shit. Like, I swear to God, you can make that shit like your, what's it called?
What?
You made that shit your slogan. Copyright that shit. Copyright it. Make some money. And then you'll be able to be like Donald Trump. He copyrighted the whole "you're fired" shtick.
Did he really?
Yeah.
So if my managers had to fire me, they couldn't say it like that?
From all the places I got fired from, they never say "you're fired." They always say, "we're going to have to let you go." Oh. They bring me into the office. Walk me into the office. And I hate to be the one to tell you this. You know, it breaks my heart. You know, we appreciate you being here and everything. But, we're going to have to let you go. Damn. His weak-ass mustache and shit. I still remember his stupid-ass face.
That was a good way of doing that.
He used to talk like that, too. Weak-ass nerdy mustache. And shit. He sounded like this weird nasally voice. Like, people used to constantly make fun. You know what's funny? People around the way, you know, used to work there. They used to make fun of dude. They really did. And I was the only one that was like, "Hey, man, come on, guys. Come on, guys. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. He a cool dude." And then, you know, I was the only one that got fired. I got let go. I couldn't believe that shit. I said, "You know what? You do have a nasally voice. And I hate your wife's fucking casserole, bitch. Tastes like ass." Yeah, I said that. Yeah. You ever been fired, though? Like, you ever just been let go?
I have. It wasn't really stupid shit. It was more of like the manager that took over my old manager from like the cowboy store.
Oh, she's working at a cowboy store.
Yeah, she had like this aching like thing against me where sooner or later I knew I was gonna end up getting terminated, but I thought it was gonna really be my fault, but it was over some stupid shit.
Damn bro, I feel you on that one. I remember when I first got let go at Kraft and shit, the macaroni plant. I stole a couple boxes, I ain't gonna lie. Some of that Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Damn.
And they ain't never found out. And they still to this day, they ain't gonna never find out. Yeah, that's right. I'm snitching on myself. You know what? They ain't gonna watch this show. They don't watch my show. No, I'm joking. I ain't selling no macaroni. Shit was ass. Nice.
What are you playing?
I'm playing Tony Hawk. Some underground,
bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Look, people who's listening, I'm gonna keep it real. We barely got any. I barely scraped any topics together because it was the same bullshit, right? So look, I'm keeping funky with y'all. I got like two topics. The homie Chaotic came through and he helped your boy out to make a full episode. So with that being said, I'm playing a little underground, you know, in the background a little bit. you know, but I can still talk.
A little bit. Bitch, I can still hear that shit.
You can't hear it? What's your mind?
I hear your controller, like, making a noise and shit.
That must be my brother in the other room eating a Crunch bar. That's must be what you're hearing.
Okay.
Yeah, bro. I never hear that. I don't play with the stick.
Shut up.
I don't do that. Yeah.
Playing with your stick.
You gotta make everything filthy. This motherfucker. Weird. I ain't weird. What you talking about, bro? I'm completely normal. Heteronormal. I don't know.
Yeah. Hear your fucking joysticks.
Oh shit. Oh, that's
all I hear is
What?
The fucking stupid joysticks clicking and shit.
Bro, I'm trying to go for the high score. 1,000,000 points, bro. Million high point score.
1,000,000 points, bro. Shut up.
Bro, I will demolish you in Tony Hawk, bro. I will destroy you.
Oh, yeah?
Bro, I do this every day.
That's sad.
That's not sad. Okay, I do this every day, but I do, you know, casually go outside for like 10 seconds. So, you know, I have a life, motherfucker. Yo, so let me ask you something right quick. And I want you to be real, all right?
Yeah.
Have you ever, and this is just like off topic for a little bit for gaming, but have you ever like switched teams? You know what I'm saying? Like if a team was losing, you know, like, and you went to like the team that was kind of like winning so that way you could feel good?
I don't think I ever have, no.
Because people, you know, who are in like basketball, whatever, they always say, that's the cardinal sin. And, you know, you're supposed to ride or die for your team, whatever. I don't really see the big deal in it, you know what I'm saying? The team ain't paying me money for sticking with them. I don't got a personal link with it.
Not really. I mean, I've never done that. I think the only thing that drives me crazy are the people who like go for just a player, but they make it seem like they've been a fan for so long. Mm. Like, you know, for instance, like people who are only fans of LeBron. So wherever he goes, they go. Those type of people I don't like. It's like, dude, just choose a team if that's the case. Because technically you'll just be jumping every team wherever he decides to go or any other player goes.
They're a team whore. Hop into the next one.
And that's the only thing I don't like, because then they start talking shit and you look at them like, dog, you don't even like the team. Shut up.
Now,
are you even talking?
But do you think that people, you know, used to do that back in the day? Like, you know,
I feel like they do it with usually mostly like the young kids that really didn't care. Because I'll be honest with you, a long time ago, like when the Pittsburgh Steelers won their fifth or sixth Super Bowl, one of those, I was like joking around that I became a fan of the Steelers. One of my good friends who was a big time Steelers fan came home from school. I was like, what's up, man? How about the Steelers? And he was like, yeah, how about them? I was like, yeah, I'm a fan now. But I was just a punk ass kid, you know. So, but even now, like, I don't do that. Like, I can understand having two teams, maybe. Like, my dad likes the Cowboys and he likes the Chargers. Me, I don't have two teams. Like, if I'm going to be disappointed by one, then I'd rather it just be one continuous team to be disappointed.
So you loyal. Okay. You come home to one team and one team only. You ain't got no separate family.
Nope.
No, I know some people who are a couple of Rolling Stones, if you know what I'm saying. Most of y'all out there probably won't get that reference. Rolling Stones out there. Y'all. It's from the Temptations, you know. Yeah,
and we don't talk about weed here, so no, it's not that type of Rolling Stones.
What are you talking about? I'm thinking you talking about rolling crack cocaine, like crack up. Like what you, huh? What Rolling Stones?
Yeah, because you roll and then you get stoned, bitch, when you high as fuck.
I'm thinking you talking about smoking crack or something, but rolling in paper or something. I'm like, what the hell? What? Wow.
Get back to doing your kickflips and shut up.
Motherfucker. Shut your ass up. I'm out here killing the game.
Rolling Stone. You know what?
I literally, that's the first thing that came to my mind, smoking crack. I was like, what the?
Sicking me.
I'm sicking you. Man, talking about, oh, yeah, we ain't talking about drugs. You do all this stuff like that. Nobody was saying that. Anyway, you want to go with the intro so we can possibly get into some of these topics?
You're the one that's doing the damn Tony Hawks.
Hey, I can get into both. Pause, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
All right, let me go ahead and get started with it. What's up, people? It is the 1v1 Podcast. We're back again, another episode. Episode 36, bro. We still here. The homie's still sick. But we still here, though, bringing you this content that y'all need out there. I know you need it. I mean, you seen the news. We out here celebrating. I know you hear the beat. We out here celebrating. So with that being said, make sure to give us a little 5-star rating on the Apple Podcast. You know what I'm saying? Follow us on Spotify or whatever you list the podcast at. We're there. Follow us on there. You know what I'm saying? That'll help us out big time. And we also got Twitch. You know what I'm saying? So that's where we do it live. So, you know, come over here. The 1v1 Podcast. No space. No space at all. It's all together. Let's get into the first topic. PlayStation CEO says, and I quote, VR won't be a meaningful part of gaming for years. This is where I took it personally, right? So I took it kind of personal, like Michael Jordan. So he says in this article that PlayStation believes in VR. Sony believes in VR. And we definitely believe at some point in the future, VR will be represent as a meaningful look, he basically saying, it's not here yet, but it will be. So look, I'm gonna say this right here, bro. I'm gonna cut through all the bullshit. Jim Ryan, you're stupid. You're dumb. You don't know what you're talking about, bro. He doesn't understand that Oculus is literally leading the way. Sure, yes, the Index is out here doing its thing, it's great. But it's also expensive, them coins. I know y'all can't see me right now because I ain't got no cam on. You know, you probably listen to this shit somewhere else in your car. But I got my fingers rubbing together right now. You can't hear them a little bit. You know, so
no,
it's...
Your hands are ashy as fuck.
Shut your ass. I'm moisturized. But, you know, the Index is hella expensive, bro. Like, it was like $1,500? For that shit, and you also gotta make sure you have a good ass PC. So not only are you paying for a good ass gaming PC that can handle these games, then you gotta buy the headset that's $1,500. Then you gotta pay for the games. So you're spending quite a bit. You know what I'm saying? You're spending quite a bit out here in the streets. I'm spending up the goddamn place. But Oculus, Oculus is leading the way, bro. And I don't understand how he doesn't see how it's already here now. They already, you know, came up with the masterpiece, which is the Quest. The Quest 2 came out and did it better than the first Quest and better than the other headsets. It's up there with the Index. Yeah, sure, it can, you know, the refresh rates is, you know, 100 and something. It's only locked at 90, you know, right now, but it's tetheredless. No wires, no PC, just buy it and hop in. I don't understand how you can sit here and say it's not there yet. It's not there. 2020 is not the year for VR. You're a goddamn lie, sir. You're a goddamn lie. Chaotic, what do you think, man? Do you think that VR is here yet? Because people have been saying that for years, which is true back then. 2016, 15, yeah, it wasn't there yet. But it's got to be here. I see it as being here. Because of everything was going on with the Quest. And it's only going to get better. That's the crazy part. It's not even like at its prime yet. It's still at a baby form. You know, this is its first form. So, me personally, I don't see how it's not there yet. How it's not marketable, really, for mainstream. When it already is. It's already giving people a way to be in VR without paying an arm and a leg. I want you to give your piece on this one, because I don't get it. I don't know.
I mean, it's here, yes, but I don't see a lot of people really playing a lot of things in VR. Now I know you have a lot of like YouTube channels that post nothing but gaming in VR. But when it's like you and I, right? You're taking advantage of the whole Quest because you know you were so desperate to get one, and now that you got one, you're using it as much as you. Bitch, shut up. Anyway, you know exactly what I'm trying to say. So, like me personally, I haven't touched the Oculus Quest since, the Oculus Rift since you and I were supposed to play Minecraft, right? But in this point in time, there really aren't a lot of games that I can say that I'm saving up for, looking forward to playing VR, because I've pretty much played the ones that I've thought were interesting looking in. And, you know, like I said, the last one I've played that I really enjoyed is just like The Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners. But outside of that, there really isn't any other VR game that I see myself pushing to play.
Half-Life Alyx?
I never really got into Half-Life. Like,
me
not
either.
Not even the original games.
I mean, me either. But, I mean, I'm not trying to sit here and try to sell you on it. But I got the game. And man, I gotta say that game is pretty fun. Even though I don't know the lore of it and the background, really, you know, a YouTube video would kind of do that for you. But
yeah,
here it is amazing.
I mean, that's just me. Like, I love VR, and yes, I mean it is here because people do purchase, but it's not really a high in demand type item unless something is sold out. You know, unless something else is sold out, that's just me though, because I kind of felt like that when the Quest first came out, right? I wanted one, but the Quest was sold out and everything like that, so I ended up having to just settle for the Rift. And obviously, yes, I was excited to play it, to connect it, to, you know, put myself in that VR thing from, you know, owning a PSVR. I wanted to give VR a go on the PC side of things. But at the same time, not really knowing a lot of people who own VR outside of you, it was pretty much just having to settle for single player games. Yeah, VR chat's there and stuff like that. But if you don't really have a good group of people on your Steam's friends list or Oculus friends list or whatever that have a VR, you're pretty much going to be stuck playing single player games until, you know, you run into somebody who's going to play VR just as much as you, and on top of that, own the same games that you do.
Me, you know, of course, like, again, I don't have friends on VR, so, you know, not me.
I'm your friend.
I mean, you? What? Come on. But you know, it's the fact that there is a lot of multiplayer games that have other people where you can make friends on there. I made a couple of friends on VR chat, made some friends on, you know, Rec Room, and there's even a Battle Royale game that just came out, which is, I think it's Population 1 or something like that, and there's some other Battle Royale type games on there that you can have fun with multiplayer. It's a whole community that's steady growing and growing. I see it a lot more and more and more on the Oculus, I gotta say, because I don't know too much on Steam, but Oculus thing is growing. It's magnificent, and there's more games that's actually coming along the way. There's a Metal Gear Solid. Not Metal Gear Solid. I'm tripping. It's a Medal of Honor game coming to VR. You know, so it's stuff like that is going to make it even more better. And you know, they're steady developing more games for it, to which will make it more of a drive to go get it. Sure, you know, yeah, you can say, oh, you always want to try it, but like, kind of like what you say, you know, they try it and it's like, you know, some games in there, that's cool, but nothing yet. But I feel like games like Half-Life Alyx, Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners, and the new Medal of Honor game, which some other games are coming too, will be the driving force. We'll get people on there. VR is here. And by the way, I want to say, fuck PlayStation VR, because PlayStation VR isn't good as regular VR, like Oculus or, you know, HTC or, you know, the Valve. And fuck Jim Ryan, he a bitch. I don't know what he looked like, but he a bitch though. Anyway,
probably is.
So with that being said, dude, he's just wrong, bro. I don't know if he's talking about the VR, the PlayStation of VR. You know, it's not there yet, which I can understand. You know, but VR in general is here. It's here. It's most definitely staying. I don't really see it going anywhere because before it used to be here, there, and everywhere. You know, but I think it's really here to stay. And who knows? It might just compete with the new Xbox. No, I mean, maybe not the new Xbox yet, but you know, sooner or later it's going to be competing with Xbox and PlayStation. I see it. More games on there? Shit.
Well, they really can't compete with one because Xbox doesn't have a VR. PlayStation's VR really doesn't compete either because there's more games to play off of an Oculus off of your PC than there are games on PlayStation VR.
That is true, but I'm more talking about, like, you know, like it's around Christmas time, right? And your dad's like, you know,
Prima.
Which one do you want? Do you want the Xbox, the PlayStation, or do you want the VR headset? Like that type of, you know, head-to-head type of shit.
Yeah.
So with that, I say, Jim Ryan, you're wrong. Yeah, you a bitch. That's all I gotta say. Yo, what's up, Troy? What's good, bro? Welcome to the podcast, man. We out here talking shit about Jim Ryan.
We're here talking shit about COVID.
And about PlayStation. Fuck PlayStation.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
He said, yo, guess who's back from the dead, bruh? Yo, we got to get Nick. We got to get Troy Michael in here. Jackson? Huh? I'm sorry? What?
Motherfucker,
what? Anyway, we got to get Nick, Troy, because obviously he here. And we got to get Duke in here so we can get everybody's opinion on this. Because I need to see who people's opinion on VR. He said, fuck PlayStation. Yeah, I said fuck PlayStation.
You forget, Troy, the Tez is an X-Bot, and he fantasizes about giving all the employees at Microsoft hand jobs.
What?
Yep. You heard it here first.
I will give him some neck. No, I'm joking. Let me stop. I'm joking, but
he go, you you heard it here first, Troy. He go give him some neck.
I'm joking. It's not real. He gonna give us some
of that flamingo neck.
he said flamingo. I'm drowsy.
Anyways.
I ain't never heard it. What is flamingo neck? What?
Flamingo neck.
Anyways, that's
crazy. Motherfucker.
Yeah, the reason why I even said fuck PlayStation, because this dude work for PlayStation, talking about VR ain't the wave yet. It's not here yet. And I disagree heavily. Heavily seasoned disagree. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Well, with that being said, I'm moving on to my last topic that I got on here. They're going with the chaotic topics. Activision made $1.2 billion from microtransactions in 3 months. Damn. Three. Uno, dos, tres. Three. So it's you know, it's came out that Activision, not just from Call of Duty exactly, but It's multiple money investment sources that's coming from this. So it's coming from its apps, you know, mobile games. It's coming from Call of Duty 2 as well. So, you know, don't get that twisted. You know, so it's a whole lot of money coming this way. Especially with, you know, them making a deal over there in China, you know, to really kind of push a lot of these games, you know, being made over there with the over there in China for their, you know, own people to play. A lot of them are really into mobile games. I noticed that a lot of Chinese players are into mobile games over here in America. It's kind of crazy. Mobile games in general is just fucking insane. I think I read across this article, one company that makes mobile games over there, they mean, I think, I don't remember correctly, but I think it said they made like fucking like what a $1 billion almost like every day, or a million, no, not billion, $1 million like almost every day from just like mobile game, like this one mobile game with microtransactions. This shit is sick. Do you know how much money that is? A day? A day, bruh?
Damn.
That's disgusting. That physically makes me ill. The hell? I don't understand how they can make that much money at a day. They putting EA and fucking Ubisoft to shame with that shit, bro. Take Two ain't got nothing on these motherfuckers. That's all I got them. I mean, anyway. So, the question I really want to ask is, you know, so recently, the government in Belgium made EA take out every microtransaction in the game FIFA. And if they don't take all of them out by a certain time, every day they're going to get fined $500,000. Do you think...
It's like $5 to them.
But hey, that's still money, though. That's still money. You got to think about it. These motherfuckers are so secured when it comes to their money. They're like that Dave Chappelle image, you know, that gift when he got his money crumpled up together. You know, so $500,000, still money to them. You know, so I want to ask.
And...
Do you think that over here in America, in the NA, they should do the same thing though, like over there in Belgium? What do you think?
In terms of what, like
taking out all the microtransactions and finding them whenever they don't take them all out?
I think so, yeah, because it's fucking stupid.
Because it's so much money being made in here. You keep hearing. Every time I turn around, it's always a billion this, a billion that with microtransactions, even with mobile games, you know, especially mobile games. It's riddled with that shit. You can't turn on a game without being hit with some, oh, buy some of this virtual coin over here and over there, you know? So it's to me, I think that shit should go down, but I don't feel like it would, though. I feel like this shit would just keep, it would keep going, but at the same time, I feel like it would just, like, The people will get enough at some point. They have to get tired at some point. You know, the sheep itself will get tired of being milked.
Not really, because you have kids that fucking purchase things off of, you know, their parents' credit cards without them knowing.
I feel like that is okay. So I want to say it's a minority with that one. You know, kids spending money with their parents' credit card. I wouldn't say it's a minority, but I feel like it's a lot of grown ass men who do this shit. They come out here like now, like once you see a story of a dude spending $5,000 a whole year in a video game, that's crazy to me. That's insane to me. In a video game, like I don't do again groceries. I don't put that much money into that shit. So when you really sit back here and think about it, that shit is an addiction that needs to be put to rest. It needs to be taken out. But at the same time, I don't feel like it would because it's too much money coming in. America love that money. They also pay taxes, you know. I feel like America is just really kind of banking off these companies like here, you know, with these billion-dollar companies. But I feel like they should at the same time, you know. It's really fucked up. You know, people out here really losing their whole paycheck, can't afford groceries. But sure, yeah, they do deserve it because they did to themselves. But at the same time, they addicts at the same time. You know, they need help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Pokemon did the same thing, like I was telling you. Pokemon Go made $2.65 billion in 3 years. Like, I know it's not the same that Activision's made within the first, you know, months. But there's still a lot of money for a game that's just about catching Pokemon out on the street.
I didn't even know they had microtransactions. Like, I didn't hear nothing about that at the time.
It's pretty much that, like, the people that don't like to go walking to play, you know, and they run out of Pokeballs from just being at home. Like, obviously, you can purchase Pokeballs. You can purchase different types of, like, clothing for your character. Obviously space for like when you run out of a room for items, Pokemon, like you can't purchase Pokemon, but like if you run out of space for Pokemon, you can purchase that. They have a bunch of stuff that you can purchase on the game, but I never really thought anybody would ever invest a lot of money in doing that.
Hmm. Yeah, I did not know that shit. They got the Pokemon, man. They God damn. This shit is disgusting out here, bro.
That shit's nasty.
Troy said, he said, oh, okay, I forgot they had more than Call of Duty. Yeah, Activision, they own a lot of shit. They own like Blizzard and everything. Like, so that means they own WoW, that World of Warcraft and shit. He said, fuck Belgium, by the way. Damn, what did Belgium do? That's over there. I was just about to bring that up. Like, ain't that over there, like in Germany, with too many like waffles and the sweetest chocolate over there and shit? Oh.
Bitch, what? Why did you say it like that?
Chocolate? Like, I don't know. Chocolate. I just, bitch, I feel what? Like, I think, just chocolate, I think, the fuck? I think a little bit of Forrest Gump got me. I don't know. Chocolate.
Stupid ass.
I don't know. He said, do microtransactions are a really big scam, basically. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And people keep falling for them. And they don't keep sending them money. He says it's a way for companies to trade people, mostly kids, into giving them money. Yes, sir. That's
pretty much it, yeah.
People out here, they kids desperate for it. They desperate. They some fiends. They scratching every time.
They get fucking... They get influenced. I want them.
Bro, they literally be out here like crackheads fiending. Hey, you got them new packs, bro. I heard they dropping today. Oh my god, I gotta spend this credit card somehow, bro. Like Jesus, bro. $5,000 a year. I don't spend that much. I don't think at all a year on anything that much. Not on games, not on nothing. Especially not clothes. I don't buy that much clothes. You said Belgium and Germany. Where the fuck is Belgium at? I might, yo, we're going to do a little Google search. You know where it is, Chaotic?
Belgium is a country in Western Europe.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Damn. I did not know that shit.
It is bordered by the Netherlands to the north, Germany to the east.
It's on you reading, though. It's on you kind of reading.
Well, you asked, so I was.
I thought you just knew off the top of your head, and I was kind of impressed that you kind of.
I wasn't good at school.
I was just about to say, like, I was about to give you a compliment. Nobody got
time to be asking those stupid shit like that. Like, if my teacher was like, "Do you know where Belgium is?" Like, no, bitch. Do I ever see myself going? No,
bitch. I thought, look. I thought that shit was.
You see why we don't pay attention to school? We get shit wrong.
Hey, my pass, though. I pass. It's like right next to Germany. So, okay. It still has something to do with Germany. It still does. They say they are. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm still kind of correct a little bit. Not really. That's all I got.
Deserve to be correct.
That's all the topics I got. What you got, Chaotic?
Topics.
This motherfucker on here loud as shit.
I don't know if you read this, but did you see that this PS5 ski suit costs almost as much as a PS5?
What?
So this is a post from IGN that says you can't buy a PlayStation 5 right now, but you can buy a PlayStation 5 ski suit, and fans are not too thrilled about that. So pretty much what it is they showed a picture of a girl standing next to like a life-size PlayStation 5, obviously fake, but she's wearing a ski suit, and you can actually purchase a ski suit, and apparently it's about the same amount as a PS5. So the ski suit itself that I'm looking here is $349.35. Now, I don't know if really fans are upset about something like that, because we knew what, I mean, obviously every year, or when the year comes again, when a new console drops or a new phone or something like that, we know what to expect when it comes to people's pre-ordering and this certain product always being sold out. So
I got a question. This is just killing me. What the fuck does this do? This PlayStation 5 suit, what the fuck is that?
I think it was just a ski suit. Number one, it doesn't snow here in Texas, or at least where I'm at. So...
I thought I did before. Yeah,
bitch, but not ski fucking type snow where it's like 30 inches of snow and I'm locked out of my house. No. But I think it's just a ski suit, man. You know, PlayStation sells their own like fashionable stuff to wear, like obviously the shoes,
what the fuck,
things like that. But I think what I'm trying to get to is that fans, I mean, if you're a fan of PlayStation and you get upset because you can buy a ski suit but you can't play a PlayStation 5, then something's wrong with you, right? First of all, if you're gonna fork over $349 for a fucking ski suit, you better go skiing. Because if not, and you're just sitting there angry because you weren't able to get a PS5, like, that has nothing to do with Sony. You know, people weren't able to get their hands on an Xbox either, and that's coming out in 3 days. So, I mean, it's just one of those things where, like, I'm kind of used to, like, if I wasn't allowed to have gotten a PS5 and I missed out on the pre-orders, like, that's has nothing to do with Sony. Like, that's just my issue now. Like, that's a personal problem.
What the hell would people want with a fucking, what you say, a ski suit? What the fuck? Why would somebody want that shit? It's not even like, you know, oh, who would buy this? Like, it's like, why the fuck would they make this a ski? I've heard of shoes, you know, companies making like a shoe of something. You know, PlayStation, I think they made a shoe once, you know, or whatever.
Well, they did a collaboration with Paul George. And he did two versions of the PlayStation shoes, or three, actually.
See, no, that makes sense. That makes more sense than a fucking ski suit. I'm looking at a ski suit right now on Google. This shit looks stupid as hell. Why? Who the fuck would want this shit? Why would they make this shit?
Tez? That's the whole point.
It doesn't, like, I don't see it looking good. Like, I don't see it.
I can see Elton John rocking a ski suit from PlayStation.
This shit looks so stupid. And if you but buy anyways, one, I hope you get bullied. You grown ass man buying this shit.
That's kind of fucked up. But,
like, yeah. I don't know. It's shit goofy. If I see somebody wearing this shit, I'm roasting them.
No, you wouldn't buy a Cyberpunk 2077 ski suit.
No. Oh, shit. Speaking of that, hold on. I don't mean to take away from your topic, but this is kind of same thing.
Nah. You're being rude now. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
But I did see, before we did the other podcast, I did see some Cyberpunk 2077 shoes. Them shit. Now, one of them looks kind of weird. It looks kind of a little weird.
By who?
Adidas. It was Adidas.
Adidas is trash.
Hold on. The first one looks kind of weird, but the second one is like a Yeezy shoe, but it looks good though. Like with the black and yellow and shit, that should look good. Hold on, let's see if I'm trying to pull it up right now. You're sad.
You have issues.
Right now, hold on. So let me go ahead and switch screens right quick.
Adidas has announced Cyberpunk shoes. The sneakerheads are not impressed. Yeah, I'm not either. That shit look like cheap ass fucking plastic.
Look, this one doesn't really look that good. I ain't gonna lie, it looks kind of weird. It looks kind of funky. But I did see some other ones right here. I don't know if you can see on my screen.
Gray ones that say punk on them.
That say Cyberpunk on them and shit. This look kind of cool though. This is like something you can go jogging with, you know, you kicking it with the homies or whatever, you know. And this black and yellow.
Those shoes look like they were made from the fucking styrofoam you get from a brand new fucking like toaster or some shit.
What?
Yeah, it's like styrofoam type material at the bottom of the shoe where it says punk on it. It's cheap material. Why would
I
you
have
do that?
No idea? Are you looking at my screen right? Like, you looking at my, like?
I was looking at Adidas screen. Oh. Bitch, you're not even sharing your screen.
Oh shit, that's right. Hold on.
Yeah, out here yelling at me, bitch. You ain't
bitch, you out here sounding drowsy and shit. Wake up, get a coffee.
I am, but at the same time, the fact that you find these shoes appealing is making me drowsy.
Bruh, this shit is amazing. I don't give a damn what nobody said. This shoe looks like the hotness. Alright. The black and yellow on there, you know what I'm saying? They got this one over here. A little bit more of a front look. I like it. It looks nice. Look cool.
You didn't see the other ones?
I don't know which one you're talking about. You're describing exactly.
Oh, those right there.
Right here?
Yeah, the where it says punk on it, that's like that cheap ass fucking like styrofoam material. Yeah, on that see, too.
The other one looks has the same one like this one, but a different color. That one, these look funky. Like the material, like you know the type of shit that they have with foam footballs. You know the one you got the Walmart and shit.
Nerf, yeah.
Yeah, like the Nerf or some shit like that. Like shit those look
fucking
weird.
Purple ones right there. Those are the same ones, right?
These look better though. I like the color scheme on them. They look better. Oh no.
Adidas just isn't right for shoes, in my opinion.
I like the shoe though. Like it. Looks good. Especially the purple one. You know what I'm saying? I cop them shits. So you tell me you won't even get the purple ones though? You saying they look ugly still?
I don't like Adidas that much.
I mean I kinda feel you on that. I'm more of a nice
guy. I've had Adidas shoes, but like and they were really comfortable and they were really nice shoes. I don't remember the name of them, but like within 3 months, like the fucking rubber part of the sole was already like tearing. And I was kind of like, ah, oh, this is trash.
Yeah, bro. Same thing happened to me back when I was 10 and I had my Skechers on, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Getting them bitches used to line up and shit, bro. I used to press all the holes on the playground.
They used to pop out and be like, guess what, bitch? I upgraded to wheelies.
Now, I didn't get the real wheelies now. I got.
I never owned wheelies, but I always wanted to.
Bro, first my Skechers, I had a Skechers. I was on the scene flashing them bitches like, you blinded now. And then one of the lights broke. Cause I stomped too hard on them, I stomped too hard, and, you know, lights would come on, and I end up breaking them or whatever. But the wheelies, I had like, the bootleg wheelies though, and sometimes them bitches didn't want to. Yeah, but they had the bootleg ones at Walmart when I was younger. They didn't get the regular wheelies or nothing like that. But these were the ones that had a little button that used to retract the wheels in and out of the sole of the shoes, and the button was broken on mine. And so the wheel was just always out, and it was hurting my foot. I was like,
I was never able to get no wheelies. I had to just stick with rollerblades. No, but yeah, that's my topic on that spot part. But my last topic.
Okay.
Did you see a new Mass Effect project is in development at BioWare with a veteran team?
I did. I was thinking about putting it on here, but then I was like, I don't play that game. I haven't played neither.
But I mean, it's still kind of news, I guess, because I mean, I've never gotten into Mass Effect. I know my brother tried playing the 360 version when it came out, but it's just one of those games I could never get into either. But it says here, BioWare has confirmed that a new Mass Effect game is in development, announced on N7 Day alongside the newest. That the long-awaited Mass Effect Legendary Edition will arrive in 2021. This new game will feature a veteran team from BioWare and will be the next chapter of the Mass Effect universe. While BioWare isn't sharing any more details about this new project, it did share an image that gives a tease of the future of Mass Effect. Now, the picture that I'm seeing here, it's just a ship. You know, it looks like something that you would see from Star Wars, I guess. Sunset in the background, planets in the sky, shit like that.
Right.
But yeah, you know, I've never given Mass Effect a try or anything like that, but I know it's one of those like long dialogue type fucking games.
I just know this game was always known for fucking alien bitches. And I was like, that's kinda cool, I guess. An alien titty, you know, I ain't never seen one of those before. That's crazy. But you know, it was okay for me. Like, oh, all right. I guess the fans, they're getting something. But me personally, I don't see the hype in the game. Maybe at the time, not time, it probably had some hype. You know, it was the shit. But I don't know. I feel like maybe we already had some more of those, and it just ain't special no more. Maybe there was the OG. Well, no, I can't say OG now. There was definitely some games back then that had, you know, player choice or whatever. I think, what's that one game? The fucking old ass game that that was like you literally on the trail in your like on the wagon or something like that. I can't remember it, but it was stuff like that. Like, it was an old computer game, and you're like, you and your family is surviving to get to another part of the country, one side of the country to the other, and you have to
Donkey Kong Country. Nah, just kidding. I don't know.
This motherfucker pull out Donkey Kong. But you know this, that game. It's an old game. I can't remember what it was. Starts with an O. I swear to God, I want to say ostrich, but the fuck, the ostrich come into play. But yeah, you know, it's stuff like that. Those games have been around forever, but you know, I don't know. Maybe this is one that just went mainstream and, you know, was popular at the time.
Did you see the edition for like next gen consoles for No Man's Sky? Like the graphical change in it and shit.
Oh, I think maybe I did, but I think I remember sitting there thinking it doesn't look that much of a difference, at least in my opinion.
I thought it looked a little bit cleaner. I mean, it's still cool that, you know, a game like No Man's Sky is still pushing to try to, you know,
they still trying to work back their fan base, bro. I mean,
yeah, even unlike fucking the Friday the 13th team that are just pulling the fucking plug.
That's true. It's true though. You know, they didn't, you know, deliver. You know, they didn't promise the whole world in a you know, and moon, the stars, and the blowjob, and the sandwich, and all like that.
They promised me that. Just kidding.
Bitch, where it says that in the fine print?
Well, it's in the email that they sent. And they were like, "Please don't repeat what we just said." And I was like,
"Word, damn, I should have jumped on board back in the day."
Sloppy tops for everybody.
Oh, damn. Okay, first early Ted. Founders.
Motherfucker.
The founder edition, sloppy toppy edition. But yeah, I mean, you know,
yeah.
I mean, it was, you know, it was okay, I guess. It was like, whatever. I kind of expected this. This kind of like how we all kind of expected GTA 5 to be on the PS5 and the Xbox Series X. Which, goddamn, I hated that so much. I hated that day. Let's see what Troy over here saying. He said, "Damn, no joke, I really want some pizza right now." I got mine in the kitchen waiting on your boy.
I'm getting Taco Bell, but I don't know. I'm telling you, man, like, this gastro thing that I'm going through, like, it's not, like, we've all had like fucking, you know, where a fucking acid reflex acts up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, like, you feel that pressure coming up and it, like, just feels funky, right?
Right.
So, mine isn't that, but I do feel the pressure. And, like, I've told my parents, because I know they tell me that, you know, drinking Gatorade and all this other shit, like, Powerade, just to stay hydrated. Don't start with sodas and stuff. But I was telling my mom, whenever I drink, like, Coke or Dr. Pepper, something that helps me burp, like, that feeling goes away because the caffeine and the fucking like acid. it's putting more pressure and it's forcefully pushing that pressure out of my stomach. So don't get Taco Bell if your stomach is already upset. It's not like my stomach's upset, like, where I have bubble guts. It's more of like a cramp with pressure.
Bro, you finna have your ass finna be crying, bro. Literally eating that Taco Bell like that.
You're stupid.
Shit happened to me. No, I'm dead serious, bro. That shit ain't no joke, bro. Don't especially if you're going like somewhere important.
As long as the corona gets shot out of my ass, I don't care.
Just might happen. You don't know. 2020 been a weird year. 2020's been a weird year, bro.
Can you imagine finding the cure, like going to the hospital and be like, "All right, so here's the cure.
Taco Bell. Fuck with it.
Make
fuck,
sure
fuck
it's a lot of talk about it. And then when you pick a shit, push really, really hard. And that's it."
Oh, bro, that shit would be weird. They be looking at you like, fucking Taco Bell? Dr. Fauci be looking at you like, motherfucker, what? Taco Bell?
Really? I get arrested.
You know, what happened, that's the reason why Trump didn't continue getting sick. He had Taco Bell.
Fuck Trump.
I mean, you hear the beat in the background. I mean, I don't know if you do or not.
I don't.
Troy hears it though. That should be hilarious. Taco Bell being a cure and shit, giving you the bubble guts. Shit, now what the hell are you gonna be shitting out? It's like a blob? Is that the corona? That's not how it show on the images when they be talking about the coronavirus and nothing like that. It's
disgusting, Tez.
I'm just asking you questions. You the one talking about shitting out corona.
No.
You talking about shitting out corona.
We don't have Taco Bell, though. It's because, look, so Monday when I got back, I had pizza. And then Tuesday we had steaks and spinach on Tuesday. Mm. And then on Wednesday I had McDonald's. And then yesterday we had lasagna. Ooh. No, what's today? Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. So Monday we had pizza when I got back. Tuesday we had the steak. No, my brother made chicken, I think. And then Wednesday I had steak and spinach. Thursday I had McDonald's. Yesterday I had lasagna. Let me tell you, the lasagna is kicking my ass with the fucking acid reflex. So that shit fucking sucks.
Damn, bro, I'm a pray for you, bro. You know what I'm saying? That shit is praying on your downfall. I'm trying to beat its prayer.
I hate feeling like this, man. Like, it takes away my energy, my full blown 100%. Like, you know.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. We all go through it. You know, since sometimes, sometimes, you know, when your boy got the bubble guts, I'll be sitting there on the toilet praying to Jesus, hope that, you know, he can deliver me from this evil. His ear.
How's your mom doing with COVID?
Oh, she's doing fine, bro. She don't have no more.
I don't understand how you didn't get it.
I don't know. That's weird, too. I mean, yeah, at the same time, you know, we was at the same time, we was living in the same house, you know, here. But I wouldn't get that close to her. I would try to make it my mission not to get that close to her and stuff. You know, but I'm surprised I still didn't get it, though.
How long did it take for her to get over all the symptoms?
It was a little while. I almost said like a week or two, maybe. Maybe like a week and a half.
My week is like on Monday, so we'll see.
I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, why does everyone have COVID over there? It's more people over of
here. It's stupid, bro. We stupid. We don't listen.
My grandfather was just stubborn and wouldn't listen to any of us. So
people don't listen over here, bro. We over here in America, we hard headed as hell. We will try to use that whole shit. My freedom, my choice, my this, my that, freedom this. I find it stupid as hell. I never understand that whole my freedom this, my freedom that. I'm just like, yo, I don't want to get this shit. I'm going to just wear the mask. Pretty hopefully, much. Yeah, you know, just hopefully people otherwhere, you know, people everywhere else in America would do it. But nope, they here to go with the freedom and no, my rights, my body, my this, my that. I'm like, my yep. God, you people are retarded. But I don't know. This is fucking, I kind of hate it here a little bit. He's making it worse on us, bro. Like, we can't go nowhere else, really. You know?
Yeah, my city's on a lockdown, too. We can't go anywhere. Which, either way, I can't go. I don't go anywhere either way, so it's not like it makes a difference to me. It's
fucking depressing as hell.
Like, stay home. Alright, you ain't gotta tell me twice.
Shit, dude. Like, over here, I've really... People... They're stupid, bro. They out here... They be out here protesting about wearing a mask, and then they wonder why they get sick the next day or the next couple days. Like, what? Oh, what happened? How did I get sick? They really don't know. They really clueless. I don't see. I hate it here. I hate it here so much.
It's fucking crazy to me on how fast I got the symptoms. Because I know my mom was reading and it said something about like within 5 to 6 days people started feeling the symptoms, but I felt mine like in the span of 2 days. But you know, like I said, the fever, the headaches, and the chills was like the worst of it. The sense of smell, what, like I said, wasn't a big deal to me, but now this whole stomach situation, like, it bothers me, but it's something I can tolerate, but it still just feels weird.
Now I did have that before. The it was kind of around the same time my mom and them got sick. I was worried that I got sick, you know, I got the shit, whatever. And but you know, I didn't have it. Maybe I don't. Maybe I did for like a few seconds because I didn't feel that well. I didn't have what you have. I didn't have no chills. I didn't have a headache or nothing like that. I was just real sick with the kind of like stomach problems for a little bit, and then I had a little cough, you know, no headaches, yeah. No nothing like that. So I was just, I don't know, and then I lost my sense of taste and smell, and it went away.
You had COVID.
I probably did. I don't know. When I took that test,
they said once the sense of smell comes into this loss of taste, it's like automatic. Like sure. they don't even like give you an option of other fucking possible explanations. It's just, oh no, you got COVID.
Thank God I didn't have the worst of it though. Thank God.
Same. I'm kind of glad that I don't have the trouble breathing part, because seeing that I have asthma, that was my main concern. On top of that, I would hate to have gotten a cough, because I can't stand cough. But, you know, like that's why I said, like, the whole sense of smell thing, I could tolerate it. I mean, it's coming back little by little, but it's just this stomach thing is something else, man.
Shit, man. I was out here. I didn't do nothing but sit and watch Bob's Burgers the whole day that day. I didn't do a damn thing. Even when my mom was calling me, I was like, oh, damn, I gotta go in there. And I gotta see what you want. And I was basically taking care of the whole family here. And I was taking my brother, my mom, my other brother, you know, but they all fine though now.
That's good. I'm trying to work my way back to being better. Right. Cause yeah, I hate having this type of like fucking energy withdrawal.
See, Troy said my country is on lockdown too. We ain't on lockdown, but you know, obviously we still have to wear the mask, you know. But I won't be surprised if we're back to being on lockdown, because you know, and oh shit, yo, oh well, my neighbors are cooking.
What?
Yo, I got my window open.
We know your sense of smell ain't gone.
I was sitting here and I was dead ass sitting here, and automatically hit my nose. Said, boom! I was like, oh, hold on,
what are they making?
Ribs?
Oh,
no, hamburgers. It gotta be hamburgers.
They said shit too, bitch.
And they're using charcoal. I can smell that shit too, man.
They have a side of mashed potato? What?
To 3 days, made that potato salad? Oh my god.
Wait, for dessert they're having
pecan pie? Birthday
cake?
That shit, yo, it hit me out of nowhere. I stopped playing the game and everything. I was like,
yeah, no shit. I thought you were gonna say some stupid shit like, wait a minute, I can't smell what's going on.
I mean, that's all I got, bro. I mean, you can keep talking if you want.
No, I'm good. I want to see what's gonna happen with food and see what's gonna happen later on. If you're down to play something later on, just let me know, because I know Duke wanted to play, but I don't know how serious Duke was about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, people. Well, with that being said and done, Troy, appreciate you coming through. We gonna see some ribs, bro. Oh yeah, they almost done too. I can smell that shit.
Podcast is gonna be special, because the PS5 is gonna be out, and I'm gonna have my hands-on experience where I could tell Tez, "Fuck you."
fuck your PlayStation, because I got myself a motherfucking PC.
Guess what? So do I, bitch. And you're still stupid.
I'm going to upgrade my shit, so that way I can be better than the PS5, motherfucker.
Ooh, shut up.
yeah, Troy, I'm going to holler at you later, though. I'm probably be streaming tomorrow, so you know, look out for that.
Peace out, Troy.
And we're going to sing you some food, bro. Sing you some ribs. Holla.
If you see Nick out on the street, be like, what up?